Chapter 3, Tile's End. I hadn't realized I was so hungry during these events. I was just so unfocused on what happened with the tile. "Hey, Roy, do you want some food?" said the driver. "Well, yeah," Roy said as he got cut off by the explosion nearby. What was that? I don't know. Sounds terrible. Let's hurry out of here," said the driver, but a tile hit the car and cracked. "Ah!" said the tile general. "I think we destroyed the tile," said the driver. Why is that right on it? It says general. Did we destroy the general of the tiles? The driver said as the tiles were coming. "Driver, we need to go, fast," said Roy, looking back. "Okay," said the driver. He pushed the gas fast. "Wait, we can just crash into the tiles," looking. "And then everyone is saved," said the driver. "Are you sure?" said Roy, but the driver turned around and hit the tiles and saved the area. "Wow, they're weak," said Roy. "They're just tiles, just a small drop and they will just break, so I think I just destroyed most of their forces," said the driver. "Well, time to get you food and drive you home," said the driver. "Sir! We lost a council member and hundreds of troops," said the commander tile. "I thought our plan would work, sir," said the head scientist. "Well, how do we make us stronger instead of paper thin, flimsy marble and make it just thick, strong obsidian," said another scientist. "We'll have to upgrade and change everybody, which would deplete our sources fast. We must do tests first, scientist," said the emperor. "We need more plans, but it is fine. They fell for a trap."